You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Can't get enough of the Fan in the Morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
All right, away we go on a Monday. Al, what up?
Oh, hi there, Jerry. You know, this weekend, yesterday, I went to, they have this Garden State Film Festival. It's all like people.
I did not know that.
Well, I wouldn't know that either. They were doing it at Asbury Park. Gina wanted to go because there was a documentary about Miss America.
Okay.
The Miss America pageant. And Gina, when she was in the 1990s, I think Gina was like in these Miss New Jersey pageants. And if you win Miss New Jersey, you go to Miss America.
Right.
So she's very much into the pageants. But it ended up being a very interesting documentary that I enjoyed. And it was all about how like Miss America pageant and Miss America used to be huge in the United States.
Yeah, I remember.
Like they said in this documentary that it was right behind like the Super Bowl. It was like as far as television.
Popularity.
Popularity. And what we thought of Miss America. Like she was just this like a princess in America, Jerry.
Right.
And they went through this whole thing, but then I feel like they glossed over like why it failed.
Because there's too much out there now.
Well, there were a couple things. I want to see you get your take on this. One thing they glossed over was it went from like it was this huge television event. And they glossed over the fact that it went from like I don't know if it was on ABC. I think it was on ABC.
Yeah.
Then 1 year.
Isn't that when Boomer did it when it was on ABC?
Oh, right. Yeah, Boomer even did it. Then 1 year it was suddenly on TLC.
Mm.
Then it was on.
That'll hurt.
Then it was on CMT, country music.
Yeah, though. Sure.
But I wonder, like, what happened? They glossed over. Like, to me, that's a big portion
loss
of it.
Interest, maybe. I don't know.
But
maybe.
Was it 1 year it just fell off the face of the earth?
He's a good person to ask.
They should.
He was all up into that.
Yeah.
And probably had, I would think, information on ratings and how much the networks were paying for it. Maybe ABC didn't see a return as they had in previous years.
Yeah.
We're good. And then they shopped it to the highest bidder and TLC came along. Who knows?
Yeah. I don't know if there was like did it slowly get less and less people watching?
Right.
And then ABC was like, eh. Or did they just decide, we're not interested in doing this? It was
right.
Not
or
clear.
Did it get so popular that they were like, we want more money? And ABC's like, see ya. And no one else stepped up. And they were like, uh-oh.
Yeah, and here's the thing.
Who
like,
knows?
At these film festivals, when you go, for the most part, when the film is over, the people who made the film are there.
Oh, yeah.
And you could ask them questions. I had all these questions, Jerry. No one from the film was there.
They just sent the film.
They just sent the film.
Yeah. That would have been interesting.
Then the other thing that I think happened, you know that saying where they go woke, go broke? Where
it's no.
You've never heard that?
No.
Really?
Go woke, go no.
Go woke, go broke?
No.
That means like if you follow the current social...
climate?
Yeah, climate where you change up what you are because you're trying to satisfy everybody.
Oh, okay. No, I've never heard that before.
Oh, yeah. Go woke, go broke. To me,
I got to get on watching this TV thing.
Yeah. I feel like Miss America may have been the very first go woke, go broke.
So how so?
They eliminated swimsuit competition because, oh, that's objectifying women.
Well, and look what happened to Sports Illustrated, right?
Right.
They stopped with their, or changed it, I should say, and the popularity of it dipped.
Right. That's a go woke, go broke situation also, you could say. Like, so when they went to like plus size models, trans models, they got away from there.
Yeah, yeah.
What they were.
They did trans models, really?
Yeah, on the cover.
Oh, really?
One of the last, shockingly, one of the last swimsuit issues that they put out.
Huh.
Yeah. So, I don't know. It was an interesting...
Remember Saquon Barkley was in it?
He was
holding
in
the football?
He was in the swimsuit issue, or that was ESPN,
oh,
the body issue?
Is that
issue.
What that was? Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, my bad.
That
my
was
bad.
When they had male and female nude athletes.
Was it Warren Sapp in it once?
Was he?
I feel like there was a larger defensive.
There definitely
type
was
of
a larger
player.
Defensive person.
What was
maybe
it? ESPN the body?
Yeah, the body.
ESPN the body.
Yeah, there were some people in there with very large bodies.
I'm gonna put in. Does Warren Sapp come up? I don't know why I feel like he was in it.
ESPN the body. Issue.
No, maybe not.
There was somebody big though. You're remembering correctly. I just don't
I
know
just
who.
Don't remember who it was. Okay.
Yeah. So, I don't know. It was just one of those things, and it's like, well, now Miss America, like, we've had Miss Americas in studio after they won Miss America. We would have
remember,
them in.
I do remember that.
But now it's
didn't
like...
you have Playboy centerfolds in, too?
We had Playboy. We had Miss New York come in a couple times.
Okay.
Upon her winning her title.
Yeah, yeah.
But it just, I don't know, it's just weird, like, how something that was so popular...
Yeah.
Just... I guess a couple of wrong moves, man, and you are screwed.
And it's gone. Just like that.
Yeah. Like, you want to, if you stay the same and don't change, you're afraid the times change and you lose out that way.
Absolutely.
But if you change too much or too soon, too late, or too much, you're screwed.
Yeah. No, you're absolutely right about that.
And the Miss America pageant fell into that. I was just all excited to ask questions, Jerry. I had like multiple questions I wanted to ask.
Now, was this Saturday?
This was Sunday, yesterday afternoon.
Oh, okay. Saturday would have been a great day with the rain.
Yeah, but the problem with that was that you have to go venue to venue and pouring rain. I had no interest.
By the way, Greg Norman was in the ESPN body issue.
The old guy, Greg Norman, golfer? Oh my gosh. You know what? I do remember that.
I don't. Yasiel Puig, I remember that. I got Jerry Rice, Saquon Barkley.
All muscle guys.
I'm still trying to find, but some of these I don't remember, which is amazing.
You're looking for a large offensive or defensive line.
Yeah, and it's not here.
Yeah.
Dallas Keuchel. Remember him with the beard from the Astros? He was in it. I can't get my eyes. This Greg Norman one is ridiculous.
That is a weird one.
Wow,
nude,
that was pretty wild.
A nude old man walking in the golf course.
Whatever.
Hey, what
if? Did you go see other films or just that one?
No, it was, we just got a ticket to that one because Gina really wanted to see that.
Got it.
But it was really well done. And what's weird is, like, I actually think it would be successful on Netflix.
Yeah.
But it's buried on, like, some streaming thing I've never even heard of.
Who's going to see it?
No one's going to see it. And all this work they put into it.
Yeah.
I actually think it's interesting because it is a pop culture moment.
I think most films, you know, we all get locked into the ones that are in the big screen. There are probably thousands of films that get made every year.
Yeah.
That do nothing but lose money.
Right.
It's a
And the
tough
amount
business.
Of years it takes to
Yes.
To,
and the, and
to
the resources.
Money. Yeah.
Everything costs a fortune. I try to figure out, like, you know, I know you tried the YouTube thing for a little while, and as I said to you a few weeks ago, I think you gave up on it too
soon.
I
did, very soon.
I watch these golfer things that, you know, G's into, and there's so many of them out there now, and I think, how do they afford to do it? Like, do you have to go, is it like a traditional business now where you got to go get $100,000 of backing? Because, like, the successful ones clearly have two camera guys with them. Then it takes days of editing. I mean, it's a lot of footage to get through. And I kind of went and looked. They basically release one or two a week. That's it. Which means they're paying guys for full days worth of work and then days of editing. And then they release it and you hope that it makes the money. And they,
right, full-time employees.
Well. They've got spot. Yeah. Like, they have legit people working for them. And I said, and then you talk about a film that can take 2 years to shoot and edit. And then you release it on some platform that no one's going to see it. You make nothing. Like, nothing.
Yeah.
It's odd.
Yeah, very odd. There doesn't seem like to be a lot of, like, forethought. Like,
no.
What is this?
I guess the forethought is to be the next big thing. And I guess it just takes one person to like it, one person to put it in the theaters, and you could make $100 million.
Yeah.
Or you could take it right in the ass and not make anything.
Correct.
And lose your shirt.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. It's weird.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I did reach out to a influencer over the weekend, okay. And it did not go great,
though
I thought I was nice about it.
Is this the one you told me about?
Yeah, I did reach out to her. So there's I follow a lot of
This was about the diet, right?
Yeah. I follow a lot of people that I call ingredient influencers.
Right.
These are people that tell you when you go to Costco, this is what you should get. These are good ingredients. These are bad ingredients. I like to follow a handful of them because you'll see consistency. Okay, everybody likes this. Everybody likes this. So there was a new woman that popped up. She only has 65,000 followers, which for that genre is not a lot. So she's new. And she was heavy, a little heavy. So I thought, okay, well, she's saying all the right things. She's buying all the right food. She's seemingly eating all the right food. So I was just curious and reached out to her. I just said, hey, how long have you been doing this? And she wrote back 4 years. So I was like,
Now, that's where you left the update, I believe, on Thursday with us.
That's where I left the update, where I was like, I'd really love to know why she's still struggling with her weight. So then she posted some more stuff over the weekend about, the Ozempic shots and things. She's like, you know, we've got to eat the right foods, and people are blaming genetics, but it's the food. And I was like, all right. So I said, I'm going to write a well thought out note to her.
By the way, did you see, as you find that, did you see the update on Ozempic?
No, what's the latest?
There was one of these experts on one of the new shows that said, because Ozempic hasn't been out there all that long, and they're finding that the results are now starting to come in over a couple of years. And while it does work wonders, and there are people that have side effects, but the initial data coming in is after like 13 months. I think 13 months was the time frame. The body starts to say, not interested anymore. And it's really, you have to change the way you eat.
Yes.
So that you don't put the weight back on.
Correct.
So go ahead.
So I want to tell you, I want you to pay attention, if you can, Jerry, to how nice I'm saying these words.
Yeah.
And how I'm saying it. Hi. Just started following a few weeks ago. I've been eating clean for about 2 years and have been following a handful of ingredient influencers like yourself. You seem open to discussing this stuff, but I also didn't want to put this out in public. You know, I DM'd her. We have been told by all of these influencers that if you eat clean, you will not be overweight.
Oh, boy.
The reason we are overweight is because of seed oils, sugar, and ultra-processed foods. On this post here, you address obesity. So I am curious and confused as to how you can have been eating clean for almost 4 years now, but still seem to struggle with your weight.
Oh.
I think others might be curious, but are afraid to ask, as it might seem offensive. I ask because you are out there as a public figure now talking about this stuff. Anyway, I enjoy your posts and hope I didn't come across as a jerk. I am genuinely curious, as all the other influencers make it seem like the only reason people struggle with weight is because of seed oils, sugar, and ultra-processed food. Thanks for all you do. Her first line back to me.
Go F yourself, a-hole.
You do seem like a jerk. But then she goes on, by the way, to give a decent explanation, which she could have left that first part out.
And it would have been fine.
Right. She said, It's way more than seed oils causing obesity. I have not once made that claim. By the way, I didn't say she made the claim. I have not once made that claim that other influencers do. Obesity is complex, and it sure as hell not strictly genetic. Toxins may cause obesity, not only in our food, but this is a new word I heard, and I had to Google this. Obesogens are something you can look into. I Googled obesogens, and these are other factors that may lead to obesity.
Stress?
Yeah. So she wrote, hormones play a major role, chronic stress, generational trauma that has not been resolved, addiction, restricting food early in life. By the way, these are all good answers. Plus other diet and lifestyle habits. You can eat clean and still overeat, obviously. If she says, if someone goes from a standard American diet to eating clean, they will likely lose weight, but it probably won't be a ton and doesn't mean it won't come back. So I believe she addressed this in a nice way as I felt I was asking it. Where did I go wrong, Jerry? Was there a phrase in particular that you heard?
Well, I mean...
Where you think I...
All right, so for one, you can't read tone and text.
Yeah.
We know that, okay?
That's true.
If you would have sent a voice message in that tone you just read it to me in, perhaps you do sound like a jerk. I could have taken that as, all right, you're following me, but clearly you're fat. What's the problem? Just
right.
Reading the text, even though you said a couple of things along the way about enjoying her, about there were also a couple of things we're talking about. They don't appear overweight, which means you are. And you can take it as you want to read it.
Right. That's true.
My guess is, too, it's probably not the first time she's heard that.
Right, but I'm sure maybe she's heard it in a mean way.
Right. But you can't decipher without the tone. The conversation's a better conversation than it is written.
Yeah, and I also I could have written, as people do for us, under her post for everyone to read.
Absolutely.
I could have written that.
No doubt.
But instead I was like,
I'm going to private.
I write it to her privately.
No question about it.
But I do think it's odd because it really did throw me off because I did start to believe that eating all of these, you know, not processed food, and she's right. If you eat a lot of it.
You're still eating too much.
Probably still eating too much.
See that, and again, here's the misinformation or the cross information. I'm not even sure what to even characterize or call it as anymore. But there are people out there that are ripped to shreds that will tell you as long as you just eat good, clean food, eat whatever the hell you want, and you'll be fine. But as I've said to you, too, that's fine. But you can't tell me you can eat 8 steaks, 17 pieces of bacon, you know, 8 sweet potatoes at one point, 6,000 calories and not enough movement is still 6,000 calories and not enough movement. It's got to go somewhere.
It's so strange that we still don't have a definitive formula.
We don't. But I watch, you know, the guy, Peter Attia?
Yeah.
Okay. So I saw him on an interview over the weekend. This has become my new thing to go to sleep with. I put YouTube on at night, and I put different interviews on. And I end up watching maybe half before I fall asleep. And as I find myself dozing, I stop it, and then I try and finish it the next morning or the next day. So I was watching him do an interview, and he basically said, I'm not going to sit here and tell you about keto, carnivore, omnivore, vegan. And you said this, I think, last week. I'm pretty sure it was you. Or maybe it was Boomer. Someone said it last week. It might have been you. I don't know. He basically said, eat good food, exercise, get enough sleep. If you cut the crap out, you take care of your sleep habits, and you move, you're going to be in shape. He's like, that's how I live my life. He goes, I'm not backing any specific. He's like, do they all work? Yes. Do they all have drawbacks? Yes. Some work for some don't for others. If you just eat well, move, and sleep, you're going to be okay. I'm like, yeah, you know, that sounds about right.
Yeah, that does sound about right, Jerry.
You're going to sleep 3 hours a night, drink vodka while eating Doritos, you're going to be a pig.
That is true.
I mean, there's no way around that.
Correct.
You can't shove Oreos and Doritos down your throat, not sleep, not move, and think you're going to be in shape. It doesn't work that way.
Now, the good news is, so she didn't block me. So I'm still able to see her.
That's good. Now, what was this
postings?
On?
Instagram.
Instagram. I know you could block people on Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know Instagram very well.
I had a ingredient influencer block me.
Really? Too many questions?
Well, I had asked her.
Why are you still a size 14?
No, this girl is thin in shape.
Okay.
But, and this
you asked
this,
for nudes.
This No, I did not ask for nudes.
I'm just kidding.
But this is what happens to even a guy like Bobby, who I say, Bobby approved, Bobby yeah. Parrish. Okay. She promotes, this ingredient that what they call natural ingredients is... If you listen to the people say natural, there's nothing natural about natural ingredients. They're still chemicals. So they're all against natural ingredients.
Until they're getting paid.
Correct.
I
so this girl
yep.
started doing ads for something with, and I looked at the ingredients. I said, so I DM'd her. I said, hey, I go, you're normally against these natural flavors. Any particular reason why this one's okay? She didn't respond.
Probably seems like a fair question.
Yeah, thank you. She didn't respond. So then she posted about it again like 2 weeks later, and I responded again. I said, hey. I said, again, I go, you seem to be avoiding the question. She wrote back, if you're so interested, you write to the company. You are blocked. I was like, wow. I said, okay.
See ya. Yeah. It's money.
Yeah.
Money.
Money.
They
all, yeah, and it's, by the way, it's a tough business. If you quit your job to be an influencer,
and that's where
hard.
Your money's coming from.
Yeah.
You ain't kidding.
Hard to do.
Hard to turn stuff down. Now, I'm not saying you go be an influencer for Pizza Hut.
Right.
But some of the stuff is, even like these bars I bought at Costco the other day. Their build is very healthy. I have no idea. I'm looking at the ingredients, I'm like, probably not great. I'm like, but damn, it looked good. You know, what do I know?
Yeah.
You know,
what do we know?
Unless I'm going to really dive in. Here's what I know. They're better than, granola bars. I know that they're better than chocolate-covered Pop-Tarts, but I don't know if that's really good or not. I have no idea.
We have no idea.
But I could see them going to an influencer and saying, these are all the positive things that are in them. We'll give you $50,000 if you want to promote it. Okay.
Yeah, and you don't. And this is your full-time job. Yeah. You're taking that.
Yeah, how would you not?
Yeah.
It's tough, man. It's hard to not be a hypocrite.
Yes.
It really is.
Especially the longer you do something.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's funny now, too. Like, I love going to the, anytime Bobby from Bobby Approved, Bobby Flav City, anytime he posts on YouTube now, I'm there for the comments because it's all just people picking apart everything.
Really?
You said this in the past, but now you're saying this. Like, man.
You got to be careful. Like, if you're gonna set your sights on being a specific person,
yeah,
with a specific agenda, you got to stay true to that agenda in this day and age because everyone keeps everything.
Yes,
you know,
we keep
not,
receipts.
Oh my God, you're not kidding. I mean, just look at Funhouse with Mike.
Right.
You know, you can't sit there in March and claim that the Yankees are the greatest team he's ever seen, and then in May say, "Told you this was gonna happen." No, because Funhouse has you saying they're the greatest team ever assembled, and then in May saying we knew this was going to happen.
Yeah.
Or Colin Cowherd, who he does it to all the time. It's got to stick to your guns.
Yeah.
It's all right to change your opinion, but it can't be so stark.
Yes.
You know, especially if your whole premise is Bobby approved good ingredients, and now because you're getting paid, you know what? We can hedge a little bit on these ingredients.
These are not terrible.
Oh, that doesn't work that good.
Yeah. What is going on with this squatting situation, Jerry? It feels like I keep reading stories.
There's stories every day.
About either someone, and it's weird because like in the surrounding towns where I'm in,
yeah,
there's a lot of homes that are weekend/vacation homes for people.
Yeah.
And we see that in our states, New Jersey being one of them, New York being one of them, if someone just, in a house you own, breaks in.
I don't understand.
And decides they now live here. You can't kick them out.
I really don't understand.
You can't change the lock on your house.
That you own. Yeah.
This is scary.
I agree. Now, I haven't seen it too much in Jersey. I've seen it in Queens.
Yeah.
Like four different examples in the last 3 weeks. And some of them are, there's one, and I had it, I never got to it last week. It was my rip from the headlines. I have fun with that with Boomer once in a while. And one of them was, squatter takes over Queen's home, rents out rooms. And so the people came, and the squatter wasn't there, but the people that rented the rooms would not leave because they paid him and had a lease agreement. and they wouldn't kick him out. I don't know. It's fraud.
The weird one, when I first moved to Bradley Beach 4 years ago now, there was an ongoing thing. Like down the Jersey Shore, there's a lot of winter rentals and summer mm-hmm. rentals.
Yeah.
So you can rent from like September through June.
Yep.
And then you got to get out like either, I think, June, July, August.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's a different rate.
Right.
People get a lot more money.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So there was a case there where the winter rental was like, not leaving.
Yeah.
And nothing happened.
They stay.
They stay,
you
gotta
go through the court systems. They don't want to make them homeless.
Even though you have a signed agreement that says this lease is until June 1st, then you got to get out.
It's amazing. Like, why not just go squat on Long Beach Island?
Right.
Like, Beach Haven is a ghost town all winter. Why not get your friends together? Go squat on LBI and you can enjoy your summer.
Yeah.
For free.
Yes.
There's so much backwards crap right now that's going on, and that's one of them. Right at the forefront. I don't know.
That's why it's weird. Like when people will say, you should rent out your condo. Or if you go move somewhere else, keep your condo. You can rent it. I'm going to be afraid to rent my place to somebody.
I know. You see a lot of... Now, in fairness, these stories are few and far between, but they're scary.
Yeah.
And if you end up with one of the few, it can change your life.
They're few and far between. And then I wonder, all the coverage that it gets... Does that encourage other people to go,
I read the other day, which I mentioned today, is that there's this whole cyber world of people making videos and trying to teach people how to do this so that they can live rent-free.
Yeah.
Great. I mean, I don't know. I don't know anymore. You're afraid to go away now. You're going to come home. Some guy's going to be in your house.
Right.
And you can't get him to leave.
Yeah. It's going to be in your house. He's changed the electricity into his name, and now that's it.
Thank God I got a cop living next door and a cop behind me. At least I feel like they'll be like, who the hell are you? And I don't think day one they can just claim the house. I think they have to come up with all this phony crap.
Right.
But no thanks.
Yeah, it's not going to happen to you if you go away for the weekend.
Right.
But it's like if you are gone for the entire winter season— Like you live in Florida during the winter and you show back up home.
Like the girl in Georgia, she was in the military. She went for a 3-month tour in, I forget where, but overseas. She came home and there were 9 people in her house living there. Like she's serving our country.
Right.
And she couldn't get them out of her house.
You losers.
Horrible. Just horrible.
Terrible, Jerry.
And I don't know what the answer is.
Yeah.
Other than remove them with force. Right? What else is... What's the alternative here?
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense to me, but then again, not much does anymore.
You ain't kidding, Jerry.
Yeah.
Let's do the warm-up show. That makes a lot of sense to me. The warm-up
Monday.
Show?
Yep.
That makes a ton.
Makes a ton of sense.
Get him here. Ton of sense. So...